Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from
how I worship you. Oh, how I worship you. You are my Lord. I came to worship. I came to sing your praise. I came
on the earth. Hallelujah. You're the one of all. prayer of all of our hearts that he would captivate us. Everyone singing your prayer now, captivate my heart. Till I'm yours, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Grace and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you in His precious name. Amen. Come to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Mark Hope, who abhor you from I Am That I Am, Bread Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you honor, we give you glory. We magnify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy of praises and glory and honor and adoration. There is no one like you, Jesus. Come to thy throne of grace. And we say, thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you for waking us up this morning. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. If it had not been God who was on our side, where would we be? Thank you for the battles that you fought for us. You won for us, the ones we know of and the ones that we do not know of. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Oh, God, we give you honor, adoration, and glory. Oh, we bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, Father God, we bow down before you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. You are looking for true worshipers. And so, Father, we are candidates of true worshipers. Create in us clean hearts, oh God, and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Teach prayer warriors at another level. Teach us how to worship at another level. Teach us how to praise you at another level. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, God, we adore you. Oh, God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Follow us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out for mercy. Have mercy, O God. Mercy upon us. Mercy upon our children. Mercy upon our grandchildren. Mercy upon our spouses. Mercy, O God. Upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Mercy upon each and every one of us. O God, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us. Father God, touch our hearts. Touch our thoughts. Touch our minds, oh God. Remove anything in us that is not of you, oh God. Father God, we surrender totally and completely to you. Lord, have your way in our lives. Have your way, oh God. We surrender to you. Take preeminence in our lives. Holy Spirit, move in every area of our lives. And let there be light. Let the light of Almighty God shine in every area of our lives. Father God, let your light shine in the name of Jesus. Oh, move upon the face of our lives. Move upon our children's lives. Move upon our grandchildren's lives. Move upon our spouse's lives. Move upon every one of our lives, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Spirit, move upon us. Let the glorious light of Jesus shine in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, teach us how to walk by your Spirit and not by flesh in our walk with you. Father, we are weak, but you are strong. Strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. Let your strength be made perfect, oh God, in our weakness. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we are depending totally and completely upon you. Every second, every minute of our lives, oh God, we need you. Try to make it on our own, we always fail. You know that we cannot do nothing without you. Oh God, you are our lifeline. You are our lifeline and we need you. We need you every minute. We need you, Jesus, every second. Father, we thank you that we can call upon you 24/7 and you are right there. Oh God, so we thank you, Lord, that when we call upon you, you hear our prayers, Father God. So we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, because all your promises are yes and amen. So, Father, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, for the cyberspace, for the network. Blood of Jesus in our dwelling places. We release the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus into our atmosphere. Blood of Jesus on this prayer line. We release the blood of Jesus on the radio. We release the blood of Jesus on our dwelling places. Father, some people are at work. We cover their workplaces with the blood of Jesus. Some people are going on their way home from work. We cover their cars and transportation with the blood of Jesus. Those that are going back and forth to work or just traveling to go to church or wherever they are going, Lord, we cover the cars with the blood of Jesus. We cover the roads with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, be with each and every one of us. Let your holy angels be there leading, guiding, and doing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, order our steps and let us walk according to how you want us to walk in the name of Jesus. Let the fruits of the Holy Spirit be exemplified in our lives. That will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. And so this morning, once again, we apply the blood to our children, our grandchildren. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children, grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews. We apply the blood of Jesus to our siblings. We apply the blood of Jesus to our spouses, to everyone that is connected to us directly or indirectly, oh God. Everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, oh God, those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time, we apply the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our possessions in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to bring increase, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to prosper all the works of our hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood to those that are sick and not doing well this morning. We apply the blood for complete healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. Lord, we thank you for fresh oil and fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, revive our spirit, soul, and bodies, O God. Revive us, O God. Holy Spirit, refresh our minds. Refresh our thoughts. Renew our mind. Renew our thoughts in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you for wisdom. Give us wisdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom, oh God. Not the wisdom of the world, but godly wisdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, give us the spirit of discernment in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give us your spirit of discernment in the name of Jesus. Give us your godly wisdom and give us understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you to stir up your gifts in us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the gifts of the Holy Spirit be activated and manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, O God. Father, we ask you to light the altar of prayers in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh, upon each and every one of our hearts, oh God, the altar of prayers on the radio, the altar of prayers on the phone, telephone, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be glory carriers, in the name of Jesus, let your presence go with us everywhere we go, oh God, we need your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. Oh, Father, we thank you for your presence. We bless your name, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. For your santeria koromase. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We bless you, oh God. Oh, God, when we bring this word, let it cry. Let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me, oh God. Oh, God, we hide behind the cross, oh God. Oh, Father God, let your word come forth, oh God. And when your word come forth, give us understanding and revelation. And so that we can be able to apply the word simply, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let your presence be with us in everything that we do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those that's just joining us. We say good morning to you in the name of Jesus. We're going to go to the word. Hallelujah. John 6, 1 to 14. John said this. I'm reading from the NIV. sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. That is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these?" For he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than a half a year wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish. But how far will they go amongst so many?" Jesus said,
"Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place. And they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. The loaves gave thanks and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, 'Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted.' So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with pieces of five barley loaves left over by those." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, every time I read this story, I read it over and over. But each time I read it, I fall in love with Jesus again and again. Hallelujah. One of the Jesus cares. What do you see in this story? One of the things you see is love. Love. These people have been following him all day, listening to what he had to say. But he was concerned about them eating, having something physical to eat. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You see this scripture activated here in this scripture. Hallelujah, because these people are hungry, and Jesus knows they're hungry because they've been with him. Then he asked his disciples, he asked them, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Where shall we buy the bread of life? Is asking his disciple, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? Hallelujah. The bread of life asked his disciples. He already knew. Jesus is all-knowing. He wanted to see what they would say. And if Jesus would ask each of us, where would we buy bread for these people to eat, what would we say? They answered, "You got to work. We have to work almost a half a year. These people are many. Andrew spoke up about this little boy. How did Andrew probably knew this job or knew the mother had sacked this for the little boy? 5 small loaves, barley loaf, and 2 fish. The Lord wants me to, we got to be careful. This is a child. This is a little boy with his lunch. We got to be careful not to dismiss people because they are babies. We do not know what anyone carries inside of them. Sometimes we overlook people. We dismiss people. It don't have to be a little boy. It could be anybody. Sometimes your destiny is in, you know, the keys to part of your destiny. You see, nobody carries one key. Only person carries one key to your destiny is Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the only Jesus. But then Jesus will use on your pathway in your life. There are so many people every one of us have met that were a blessing in our journey as we journey. And we still got more people to meet as long as we're alive. Amen. And these people are part of on our journey, carrying us through our destiny while we go on our journey. We meet people. Some people have their keys are open to us. Apostle, what do you mean by that? Oh, yeah. And don't dismiss a person who is a janitor or cleaning or a person who people like to dismiss people. We don't know. Because some people are the next level and the next level and the next level. Hallelujah. Sometimes those people have information that will help you, that will open a door for you. You cannot dismiss where your blessings will come from. Hallelujah, because God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. God can bring a 5-year-old child and your blessing. You'd be surprised that your blessing will be in that 5-year-old child. How do I know it? Think about it. Just think, when your children were in school, you have to make contact with those teachers. If you're a parent or your grandchildren, make contact with those teachers. When I say make contact, to be involved in your child. When your child are in a different activity, those children, do you know children open doors for you? Because you got to know, when you know their child, you know their parents. Because you will not let the child go on not learning their parents. And some of these parents, the child will lead you to their parents and different parents, and maybe there will be some opportunity for a job or some opportunity for certain things. You know, this is connection, divine connection. But it came first into that child. That child in who was your child, who is your child's friend in school. So many of us have made friends throughout the years because of our children. And not even in school, but different activities to be in when they're young. And because of that, if you look at it, you have made friends. And these friends have been, I don't know about you, but these people have been blessing to my family and myself. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we cannot dismiss people. Look at this, what this little boy had. All Jesus needed to do was to, he took it and he blessed it. That one little boy, look how many people he fed. That meal. Because Jesus blessed it. But every time Jesus put a hand, eat one meal. He said, it's all you can eat. This is all you can eat until they couldn't eat anymore. And that's why they left the fragments. He didn't say just eat this. He supplied all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. What am I saying to you this morning? Don't dismiss people. Don't dismiss people. Do not look at the outside appearance of people. Do not be opinionated that you lose your blessing. Every time you meet people or you ask the Lord, Lord, what is it? And you treat that person. That's why the Bible tells us your neighbors as you love yourself. Let the love of Christ be shown in you. Because when you, if you meet people, you're so mean and arrogant and haughty, and that person, what you will not receive. If you meet people and you got preconception, you will not receive. Because you don't know who God has placed in your journey. I don't know who God has placed in my journey of life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. But I know being in my career as a teacher, I know how many people I've met in my life and how many have been blessings to me and my children and my family. And if you look over your life, I know you can say, hallelujah. So every, let us learn to love as Christ loved. Amen. And love our neighbors as ourselves. And don't put no one down. Perhaps this week there'll be somebody you might meet on your job. Do not dismiss. And then I was saying this to my husband. It's the sad part about all of these things. When we leave this world and we go to heaven and we tell God, God, I thought you said you were going to do this for me. I didn't see this prophetic word being fulfilled. You said this, and God showed you all the time you miss your opportunities because of pride and haughtiness. Let us be humble. Let us have compassion. Let us don't look down on people and treat others as we would like to be treated. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you, O God, that you provide for us exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask of. We thank you, Lord, for open doors of opportunities. Father, I thank you for those who make divine connection. O God, that you will set it up, O God. They don't have to run after it. You have everything in place for our lives. And so, Father God, I pray that, Father God, you will open our eyes and you will make us sensitive in the name of Jesus. And you will give us a humble heart and a compassionate heart and a heart of love. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I had given an announcement to Mariama, and I just give me 2 minutes. Let me give the announcement. Maybe she forgot, or maybe she told you all and you forgot. I told her that each person on the prayer line with their family should be, let me know. I just prayed with our whole family yesterday. Gave the family 1 hour to pray with the whole family. If you and your family need prayers and nobody else will be on the prayer line, let me know so I can set up the line for us, and your family members or friends can come, and I can pray for them. It will be one on you and your family members. So, for example, your household, those in your household, and I can pray with them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your son, your daughter, your niece, nephew, whatever it is, we can do a family group prayer, and I can pray with them and give a word as the Lord will have me give. Allison took up to that offer, and I was with her family in prayer for over an hour and a half yesterday. Just her children, her husband, her grandchildren, and we had a great time in the presence of the Lord. I offered this. I told Mariama to let you all know. Maybe she forgot. So if you want this, let me know. The Lord told me to do this, and if you want it, let me know. And get your family members together, set your date and your time. Let me know so the date and time can work with my date and time. And then we come together, and I will pray just for you and your family. So I hope you understand what I'm saying. So it's a family prayer, just you and your family. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So let me know what you want. Let me know. I'm just going to do this, you know, until the Lord says to stop. So please contact me and let me know. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a blessed Sunday at church. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. We love you.